We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Howdy. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is March 23rd, 2015. It's Monday. And today's show is sponsored by Utah Kurt. Utah Kurt way back in October. Just now getting to his sponsorship name. So thank you, Utah Kurt, for supporting the show and being nice to the PLA and getting to listen to the private secret shows that happen all the time, like the one that happened this past Saturday. There was a show on Friday, and then there was a show on Saturday, a secret show, an hour-long secret show this time. But nope, you don't know about that, because you're not a Patreon supporter, or a phonelosers.org/cactus supporter, and you don't have access to the secret show feed, unless you're an email subscriber, but shh, don't tell people about that. But yes, there was a secret show on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun. It was kind of a departure from what I usually do on here. So I don't know, maybe everyone thought it sucked. I have updates about Planet Fitness. I think it's been exactly 2 weeks now since Carlito started the whole Planet Fitness thing. I have to make sure I blame Carlito, so when their lawyers swoop down on PCN, they know who to blame. But on Saturday night, Dwight from the Mop Riding with Dwight show, he was pranking a lot of Planet Fitnesses. And he was successful in a lot of them, but most of them were shutting him down. They were all asking for callback numbers, and they were calling their managers on the other line to confirm that they were really talking to a Planet Fitness person. And the weirdest part is that a few of the Planet Fitness locations he called, like, he spoofs the corporate office phone number so that they'll believe him more, you know, so they see Planet Fitness on their caller IDs. And I guess Planet Fitness knows he's been doing this because some of the locations are actually blocking the corporate office from calling their location. So Dwight would make a phone call calling from the corporate office phone number, and he would get the message, "We're sorry, but your number has been blocked from calling this number." So Planet Fitness, they're being pretty aggressive in trying to get rid of the prank calls. But Dwight was still successful. He got a few lunk alarms set off. I remember there was one he got the alarm to set off, and then there was another employee in the background that stopped them and, you know, told them it was a prank. So they're on to us. Planet Fitness is fighting back. I wonder if I could call the corporate office and pretend to be a Planet Fitness who just had their lunk alarm set off. Let's
find
out.
Thank
you
for
calling the Planet Fitness World Headquarters.
Planet Fitness Corporate Office, I'm your director call.
Oh, hi. I run a Planet Fitness here in Iowa, and I was wondering who I would talk to, because we've been getting these weird prank calls, and we had to set off our lunk alarm. I was just trying to figure out if it was really the corporate office that called us.
What do you mean? You got calls from the corporate office, and you're not sure if it was really someone calling you from here?
Yeah, because they made us set off our lunk alarm, and we set it off for about 8 minutes. We just let the lunk alarm be on for 8 minutes. Until it caught on fire. We had to shut it off and use the fire extinguisher. And then they asked for a customer to do a customer survey. So we put a customer on the phone, and they were really inappropriate. That wasn't.
Yeah, that sounds like a prank. I would contact your area manager. I'm not sure who, you know, I don't know who to send you to here at this office.
Okay, have you heard about these pranks?
Do you know who your area manager is?
Oh, yeah, of course. Have you heard about these pranks, though?
I haven't heard anything, no.
Oh, would anybody else there have heard of him?
That's the thing, I wouldn't know who to send you to here at this office. Well, I would contact your area manager and see how they want you to handle it.
Balls. This is boring then. This isn't entertaining at all to my listeners. I'll just let you go. Yeah, I'll call the area manager.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was boring. I thought they would have at least heard about it. I mean, this has got to be kind of a big deal at the corporate office, right? Pretty much every location being pranked. Dwight was calling up Planet Fitnesses on Saturday, and he was reaching ones that had already been pranked. You know, they're like, oh, last week they made me set off the lunk alarm, and blah, blah, blah. I have another update here. A lot of people have been sending me this, so I feel like I have to play it on the show. But somebody made a prank call on some show on C-SPAN, and they tried to reenact the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let me play that. I think it's just a minute long. Ah, yeah, less than a minute.
We're on negotiations. How much influence that should Congress have on this process? Los Angeles, California, Republican line. Here is Jack. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jack Strickland. I just want to make it clear, first of all, I'm calling from Bel-Air, California, but I am originally from Philadelphia, specifically West Philadelphia. But anyway, I was actually discussing this issue with a friend of mine recently while I was in Philly. It occurred on a basketball court. At some point during the conversation, a couple of guys who were up to no good essentially started causing trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Again, for the first 45 minutes, are on negotiations, how much...
So that's kind of amusing, I guess. Sorry about the sound quality on that. Somebody recorded their television with a camera, which just so happens to be one of the very few episodes of Fresh Prince that I remember. The really stupid girl from Fresh Prince, you know, the ditzy one, she wanted to record a show on televisions. So she sets up a tripod and one of those big 80s camcorders and points it at the television. And that was a hilarious bit on the show. I thought it was really funny at the time. But no, that is a reality these days. Everyone just uses cameras and takes video of their televisions. You'd think, in 2015, we're living in the future, why isn't there a way to easily export video from your television to the YouTubes? God damn it. But if you know anything about The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that was somewhat amusing to you, I guess. I like the other one better, the one with the foreign guy who read a letter from a listener. I wish I knew where that was. I would play that whole thing right now, but I think that was really long anyway, so screw that. Two more announcements before I get started. One, if you have ever played Animal Crossing on the Nintendo DS, and if you've ever wanted your character to wear a Phone Losers of America shirt, then have I got good news for you. You can now have this by going to facebook.com/phonelosers and look in the photo section, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes, of course. But a listener named Emily Chili Pepper, no relation, of course, never heard of that person, but she created a shirt that has the PLA bell symbol on it. And I guess to import that into your game, you just scan a QR code and your character can wear a PLA shirt. So if you're into Animal Crossing, get that shirt and take a picture of your Animal Crossing character wearing it if you want to, and send it to me. I know that's exciting news for pretty much everyone that listens to this show. And this last announcement is the most important announcement. We are going to be trying some phone mobs together. The first one is going to be tomorrow morning, early in the morning, which will be on March 24th at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific, my time. That's going to suck. I'm going to have to get up at like 6:30 in the morning to make sure I get this done. But a listener named Jeff sent me information on a conference line that some business uses, and I don't completely understand it, and this might not even work out. I've never done this one before. I don't know if the person that submitted this, he says it's a pre-bid teleconference for an airport pavement marketing project at an airport, and he tells me where it's located. I'm not going to give away too many details yet, and he says you may need to have some fake credentials, like a company name, say Cactus Line Markings LLC. Otherwise, it should be open to whoever wants to join. And it's a toll-free number that you call, and then you put in your conference ID number, which I'll provide tomorrow when we do this. And it may suck, you know, prepare for it to just be stupid and pointless. I may be getting up at 6:30 in the morning for nothing at all, but we're going to give it a try. Tomorrow, Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific Time is when it starts. Everyone should hang out in the chat room until it begins. The chat room at prankcallnation.com/chat. Make sure you sign up and register and everything, like, tonight, because you're not going to be able to register probably quick enough tomorrow morning. But I'll put it on the air. I'll put it on the Prank Call Nation stream. Or if the stream is occupied, I'll put it on my own stream at mixler.com/rbcp. But we're going to try and do a conference. And basically what we'll do is we'll just sit in the conference line and we'll say wacky things. And probably really quickly during the conference, they will start muting everybody. I'm sure they have that ability to mute people that cause trouble or won't shut up or are loud unintentionally, you know, just loud background noise or whatever. They're probably used to this. It's probably not going to work out. But if it doesn't work out, I have good news. And that is that there is going to be another phone mob organized by a guy on Reddit. His name is Kanaku, I think. Sure, I'm pronouncing that wrong. But his is a real phone mob. His is one to a radio station. It's one of those tradio shows. So it's basically kind of like What's Your Bid, where you call in and give your phone number I think you're selling things. You're either selling things or you're bidding on things, or maybe it's both. Maybe you can do either one. But that one is going to happen on March 28th, which is Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time. So that's 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific Time, and it lasts for 2 hours. And that's going to suck for me anyway, getting up at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning. Damn it, Kanaku, making me wake up that early. Hopefully I'll be able to wake up that early. So two phone mobs coming up tomorrow morning, which is Tuesday, and then Saturday morning. So look in the show notes for the details on both of those. Those should be a lot of fun. We haven't done those in a while, aside from Dwight's blog talk radio stuff that everyone phone mobs all the time. But this is going to be like blog talk radio without the racism from the hosts, I'm assuming. So those are the announcements. Let's get on with the show. I have an email here from a guy named Matt, and Matt says, "Hey Brad, I'm enjoying the snowplow shows. I just wanted to say you have to go with that suggestion you got about calling up people as AT&T and telling them they have no incoming calls. That idea is better than the FedEx one, in my opinion." Oh, so you think my FedEx call sucked. I see how it is. But yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I kind of forgot about it. I started to do it on Friday when I was doing that live show, or was that Wednesday? Yeah, that was Wednesday. And something came up. I had to end the show. But I got a phone book mailed to me by a listener named Scott. I don't know why he mailed me the phone book. It is from the area that he lives in, so I think maybe this is the phone book that they drop off at his front door. You know how they do that every, you know, once or twice a year? You get a phone book sitting at your door. How long, by the way, are they going to keep doing that? What are your predictions on how long they're going to keep bringing us paper phone books? I predict they will be gone within 5 years. So it's 2015. I think by 2020, we will no longer be getting phone books at our front door. And they should have been gone years ago. I really don't think I've used a phone book in at least 10 years now. There's just no reason for it. It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, I know they have to exist for old people. Maybe just like a Yellow Pages only book that you have to actually order and pay $5 for. That would make more sense than just sending them to everyone. Because you know the percentage of people that just throw them directly in the trash has got to be huge. I'm betting at least 75% of the people that receive these phone books, they just go straight in the trash. I'm getting sidetracked here though. Okay, remember the FedEx calls that I did a few weeks ago? And someone in the chat room or something, they came up with the idea of calling up people who received packages regularly and just to let those people know that they don't have any packages. You know, usually you call the people when they do have a package. Instead, I was calling the people to let them know that they don't have a package. And I can't remember if that pissed them off or not. I'm sure it weirded them out a little bit just to be receiving calls that they don't have anything. But someone during that show came up with the idea of being the phone company, you know, the landline telephone company, and calling up people to let them know that they don't have any incoming phone calls currently. And this will be the first time I've ever done this, so I don't know how this is going to go. It might suck, but I'm going to try and get at least 3 reactions here just to see how it goes. So let's get started. Let's call people and let them know that they don't have any phone calls.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from AT&T, the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to let you know that there are currently no incoming calls on your line.
Why?
It's just a new service we provide. Whenever you're not receiving calls, we just kind of call in and let you know that there's no calls coming in.
Well, I received calls already today.
I know. You did before, but you're not now. So I'm calling now to let you know that there are no calls coming in.
Well, you just called me.
Well, okay, smartass. Listen, besides my call, there's no calls coming in.
Okay, and I don't appreciate being called a smartass.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be a smartass then. You ever think of that? And then people wouldn't call you a smartass.
You know, do you have a supervisor I can talk to?
No, I don't. I'm just here. It's a smaller office I'm in. There's no supervisor here. We're just going to be calling every hour on the hour to let you know that there are no calls.
Fine, thank you.
It's a new
service. Don't bother calling me.
No, I'll be calling you in an hour. Well, so far, this is not going well. I'm so bad at my job here. Cross her off the list in my telephone book.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hey, Harry.
What do you want?
Hey, don't get all impatient with me. I'm trying to let you know something. Harry?
Well, speak.
All right, I'm calling from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know that there are currently no phone calls coming in to your house.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like sometimes the phone rings and sometimes it doesn't. And besides my call, right now it's not ringing. There are no incoming calls. So everything's fine. You don't need to be picking up your phone. And if you do get a call, it will ring.
I just talked to my sister less than an hour ago.
I know. Back then you had a call. You're making a phone call. Now there's no calls. I'm just letting you know, this is a new service we provide. We're going to be calling you every hour to let you know that there are no calls.
I don't want any calls. I get enough calls on this goddamn telephone.
Oh, you don't have to yell at me. No, this is just a new service we provide.
I don't need a new service. I get enough for this.
We're going to call you every hour, though, just to let you...
I don't want you calling me every hour.
That way you'll know that your phone's working, but there's just no calls coming in.
Listen... I pay $90 enough, and it's enough. I don't need any more service. And if you keep this up, I'm going to disconnect the goddamn phone.
$90 just for phone service?
Yes.
What is this, 1989? You know we have.
What is this, 1989?
We have better plans than $90 for phone service. What do you pay?
I don't want all this other crap. I have other providers. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
I don't want any of this crap that... You sell for TV and all that.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah, fuck TV.
I don't want your network.
Yeah,
I don't want any of that crap.
Fuck TV. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just, why are you paying $90? I think you got swindled.
Well, that's from AT&T.
That's a crazy price. Yeah, well, it's not my department, so don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming you. I just pay the bill.
Okay, yeah, I'm just letting you know that there's no phone calls, and I will call you back in 1 hour to let you know if there's still no phone calls.
Please don't call me.
No,
you interrupt me already doing lunch.
Well, you can eat lunch while we talk.
Why do I need to have phone calls?
Oh, well, you don't need to. That's what I'm saying. There are no phone calls right now.
I don't need no goddamn call from you.
Oh, don't you fucking curse at me, motherfucker.
And I'll take you right to the management. That's what I'll do.
Oh, no, you
I'm
won't.
I'm telling you I don't want any phone calls, and leave it at that.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know that you don't have phone calls.
Great. Don't call me back again.
Well, no, I have to. In 1 hour, I'm going to call you back again and let you know.
Call me 1 hour, I'm calling the police.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, we'll turn off your phone if you're going to be like that.
No, you won't.
I'll block your number from calling the police, because I'm the phone company.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah, you won't be able to call the police. I'll put in my computer here, cannot dial 911.
Why do I need phone calls called to me? Tell me.
Just to let
tell me a good reason.
To let you know that there's no phone calls. It's a new service, idiot.
I don't need any phone calls.
I know.
I don't care about your new service.
Okay, well, no.
Everything is new I get charged for.
You don't. No, you're not getting charged for this. We're just going to call you every hour at the top of the hour.
I won't answer the phone.
Okay, well, I'll leave a message on your machine.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. What are you going to do, turn it off?
Well, who knows?
I'll set you up with AT&T voicemail, and I'll leave it there.
Why are you so hard to deal with?
Well, it's a new department. I'm kind of new at this. You're making this really difficult. I don't know why you have to be such an asshole.
The reason is I don't want any more phone calls.
Okay, well, you're being such an asshole about it. I just don't understand why you're being such an asshole.
Because I get all these calls from NICOR and everything trying to sell things, and I get fed up with it.
Oh, well, I'm not selling anything, so don't blame me for that.
Oh, I know. I'm just telling. I don't need any more phone calls.
Okay, all right. Well, this is going to be a non-phone call when I call you in an hour, just to let you know that there's no phone calls.
What does that tell me?
It tells you that there's no phone calls and that your service is still working. There's just no phone calls.
Why do you have to do it every hour?
I don't know, because every 30 minutes, that's ridiculous. We wouldn't be able to keep up because we're calling everybody.
Probably once a day is better.
No. I think every hour, and pretty soon it's going to be automated. We're going to automate the system.
You mean to say this phone's going to ring in the middle of the night?
Yes, definitely. But I think we're going to set up an automated system soon. And it'll tell you that there's no phone calls, and then it'll tell you about special deals from AT&T.
You know, this is getting a little ridiculous.
Well, you're ridiculous. I mean, this is supposed to be just like
you're telling me I'm going to be getting a call every hour during the night, and you're going to interrupt me from sleep and all this?
Yeah, just so you know that your phone's still working, but there's no calls coming in. You know, it's a convenience.
What's a convenience?
Being just knowing.
I know you're trying to be nice about it, but it's a pain.
No, it's not a pain. No, you don't even have to worry about it. Like, the calls will just come in and you pick up. But next time I call an hour from now, how about we don't just let's not argue about it. It'll just be like a 10-second phone call. Just be like,
I'm very concerned about these overnight calls. That's what I'm concerned about.
I'll just be like, hey, Harry, there's no phone calls right now. And next time you won't be like, don't hey, Harry, me, you son of a bitch. Next time you'll just be like, okay, thank you. Click.
What is it going to tell me there's no phone calls?
I don't understand this. So that you know, because there's no way to know when there's no phone calls. It's not like
people are disconnecting on landlines and going to a cell phone only.
Yeah, you know what? If you have a cell phone, you won't get all those telemarketing calls. They don't exist on cell phones.
That's right.
Yeah.
I get once in a while, but that's it.
Yeah, I don't understand why you even have a landline. It's kind of weird, really.
You know, one reason, because of my DirecTV.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a scam. Oh, is that why you're paying $90? Because you have DirecTV?
No, that has nothing to do with DirecTV.
Oh,
that's
just
my phone bill.
Oh, that's weird. Wow, you should call the phone company and have that. It shouldn't cost more.
They have no plan other than if you want to sign up for all their other services, and I don't want any of the other services.
They're lying. They're such liars. Those people over in the sales department, they're motherfuckers.
Well, I don't know.
I do.
I don't care who you get. They have the same story.
Oh, I hear your clock in the background. It's the top of the hour. That means 1 hour till I call you again. Okay, well, listen, I really have other calls to make. I got to call a bunch of other people.
Yeah?
So I should really let you go. It's been fun, though.
No, it hasn't been fun because I'm not looking forward to this.
I'm just being polite. This isn't fun for me. This is just a job. It's minimum wage.
Okay,
This is hell on earth for me, sir.
All right, bye.
So you're doing much better than me when you think about it. Then again, I get paid for this. You don't.
Good for you.
All right, I'm glad I made you laugh. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Let's cross Harry off of my list. Wow, people are hating this a lot more than I expected. I thought there would be more confusion than anger. But no, there is anger. And I think I have finally cracked the code on why old people are grouchy and angry all the time. It's because they have landlines. And because they have landlines, they receive telemarketing calls all day, every day. And they're sick of this shit. They're sick of the calls. You youngins with cell phones, you don't know what it's like to have a landline phone and have telemarketers call you all the time, every day, throughout the day. Wow, I bet you that's a lot worse now than it is, you know, back when I had a landline. I remember how annoying that was, getting telemarketing calls just, you know, a couple a day maybe. But now it must be dozens, I would think. Maybe. I don't know. I should get a landline, just for the experience. Anyway, let's call the next one. This is... I'm kind of enjoying this. I might actually do the entire show of just these and nothing else, because this is kind of fun. All right, next on the list. I think I'm just going to pick names that seem like old people names to me, like Harry and Harold. Harold didn't answer. This next guy's name is Frank. Frank seems like an old name, sort of. Sorry, listeners, if you happen to be young and your name's Frank. I don't mean anything personal by that. You just don't see too many young people named Frank these days.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Frank's not even home. For those two that have answered so far, I've called about 10 that have not answered, including Frank. So I'm making a lot of calls here, and I'm editing them all out when they don't answer. Because I care about you listeners. I don't want you to have to listen to answering machines and ringing phones and stuff like that.
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
This is Glenn.
Oh, Greg was the last one. Hey, I'm calling from AT&T. This is the AT&T operator.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling to let you know that you don't have any phone calls right now.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
It's just because nobody's calling you right now, so you don't have any phone calls. There's no collect calls, no person-to-person calls, no third-party calls, no direct calls, no long-distance calls, no calls at all. No calls coming in, except for this call.
Yeah.
So I'm going to this is a new service we offer. I'm just going to be calling you throughout the day and letting you know that there's no calls coming in.
Yeah.
And that way you'll know your phone's still working.
It works well enough when you get all these goofy telephone calls.
Yeah, all those telemarketers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those telemarketers, they're motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I hate those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're always calling my home phone.
Yeah.
They make me want to go on a shooting spree here at the AT&T Operator Center.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of these days. Like that guy in Office Space, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yep, no calls coming in.
All right.
I'm sorry I called you Greg, Glenn. That was an accident.
Yeah, all right.
I have to call a lot of people. I'm going to call you back in an hour and let you know that there's still no calls.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're on the phone. And he hung up. Wow, Glenn was so friendly. I like Glenn. It wasn't funny. But I think it's good to have a friendly person there in the mix. And I'm going to keep making phone calls until someone gets angry again now. Have I mentioned how hard this phone book is to read? Tiny print. And I have bad lighting. I'm used to looking at computer screens all day. I don't sit here and look at tiny print in a phone book. You'd think since this is only for old people, they'd make the print bigger.
Hi, you've reached Jim, Nancy, and Sir King Henry James.
Whoa.
We can get the phone right now. Please leave a message, and we'll call you back.
Sir King Henry James. I'm not going to delete that one. That was weird enough to leave in there. Maybe that's what they call their baby. I need to get one of those full-page magnifying glasses, like old people have, so I can read this easier. And it's hard to keep my place, because I keep looking back to the screen to type it in. Ugh. This show is such a pain in the ass today.
Hello.
Hi, is George around?
No, he's not. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Kevin. I'm the AT&T operator. Here, your local phone company.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know, I'm assuming you're the wife of George?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, I'm just calling to let you know that there's no phone calls coming in right now. You don't have any...
My house?
Right, yeah, there's no collect calls, no third party, nothing direct, just nothing at all coming in right now, except for my phone call.
Okay, what happened this morning? In fact, I called the technician that was out here and just replaced the modem.
Oh, yeah.
We kept losing our phone service. And he said if it ever happened again, press the reset button on the modem.
Oh, you have DSL, I guess?
And it happened this morning, and I pressed the reset button, and this is what's going on.
Oh, I see. So you have the DSL with us?
Yes, we have everything. And I tried calling the technician to tell him when I press this button, like he told me, and it would reset, I have lights that are blinking now on there.
Oh, yeah, modems, lights on a modem should never blink. If they're ever blinking, that means it's an emergency alert, you know, warning, and it's overheating, okay, and probably porn is coming through the modem.
Porn?
Yeah, that's what the blinking lights, the first two blinking lights, those are the porn lights.
Okay, hold on, let me grab the other phone and I'll tell you which one's blinking,
okay? Okay, great. Oh, I can't wait for this.
What's blinking is the one that says broadband 2, internet, and phone, well, phone 1 now because I'm on here.
Oh.
But broadband 2 is blinking red.
Oh, broadband 2, that's the Nigerian scammer light.
Well, what the heck's going on?
I don't know. Do you have a hammer?
A hammer?
Yeah, I think we can fix this.
Okay, are you being funny?
Oh, no, not at all. I think I know how to fix this.
How?
Well, first you need a hammer and some safety goggles. Do you have safety goggles? Ew, that commercial in the background, she just said she wants regularity. Ew, ugh. That's gross. That's gross, ma'am.
If you're with AT&T, I do not consider you to be very funny right now.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. That just grossed me out.
You're telling me I need a hammer and goggles.
Yeah, and then that lady's like, I like to be regular or something. Look, I'm just calling to let you know that you don't have any phone calls right now.
I understand that, and what can I do to get this rectified?
Do you have a hammer by chance?
What am I going to do with the hammer?
You're going to smash that motherfucker into a million pieces. And she hung up. I think I ruined what could have been a great call there, because I had a good opportunity. I think I messed it up. I just didn't know what to say. I suck.
Hello, we are not available now.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. I know I said I was going to wait for someone to get angry, but really, that lady probably got angry, right? We just didn't hear it, because she hung up. You know what I'm noticing about this phone book, also, is that there are no cell phone numbers listed anywhere. It's all, I mean, you can tell because it's the same exchange on every phone number. It's like five different exchanges, but none of them are different. These are all landlines. And you just think the phone companies would have figured out a way by now to list cell phone numbers in here, too. So we could get the telemarketing calls. But nope, there's none of that. Maybe that's outlawed or something.
Not another long distance company, always calling to save me dough. How's your savings? Ours go farther. We can switch you if you just say so. Call your mother, she might listen. Time. My phone is perfect, never better. Friends and family are doing just fine. Well, they promise I can reach the world. And they say that they'll throw in some perks. When they swear that I could save a bundle, they're just blowing sunshine up my skirt. I'm busy, we're eating. You call a time, a sentence is fine. I'm sleeping, I work late. You bug me to death, you people are slime. I wish you'd stop calling.
Oh, hey there, it's Corbin. Giving you a call with yet another stupid joke that I made up. And I really am not wanting to steal Olga's shtick. I think it, you know...
Yeah, you made her stop calling in. She never calls in anymore. Unless maybe Incognito captured her again. I don't know what's going on with Olga. I've not heard a thing from her. But I think it's either your fault or Incognito's fault.
It's up to her. Step up to the plate, Olga. Make more jokes, because mine are pretty lame. So, what does a telephone landline and the kissing disease have in common?
The hell's the kissing disease? That's my question.
They are both mono.
But
yeah, it's weak.
I can't do the sound effect because my tablet's battery's dead. It's recharging right now.
I'm grasping for straws at the moment. All right, hey, carry on the good work, person who does no shows.
Whatever. Did 4 shows last week. If you were a subscriber, you would know about the 4th show. Oh, look, it's Gloria.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. I had a good idea. Palindrome...
I think it's up to us to decide whether or not the ideas are good. You can't just say your idea is good. Your idea could suck.
Stalin.
You don't know.
Stalin and I are Palindrome and I. We called it a hometown buffet. And
so you can't tell the difference between Stalin and Palindrome? I'm sure that makes them feel really great.
We said we were the corporate office.
Wait, I'm sorry, let me start over.
A hometown buffet, Palindrome and I. We called it a hometown buffet. And we said we were the corporate office, we want to do a customer survey. When you get a customer on the phone, tell them to go over to the chicken area and say that you're going to do like a 30-second contest and that every single person in the dining room is an actor and that they're being taped for a new commercial, right? Sounds a little complex, like people would actually do this. Say that they all have signed waivers, they're all ready for the contest, and what they have to do is, for 30 seconds, the person on the phone has to throw chicken at them, and for every headshot they get, they win $5,000.
Wow.
Listen, we did that call. Some guys are throwing chicken at some guy, and long story short, the guy on the phone got restrained, and he got all scared. But you should do that.
They tased him and stuff, called the police.
And have him throw chicken at customers, saying that he'll win $5,000. Okay, bye.
So where is this call, Gloria? Like, is this on YouTube somewhere? Because if you really got some guy to start throwing chicken at restaurant people, I want to hear it. So that needs to be put up so we can all enjoy that one. And I guess I'll go ahead and declare that idea good, because that would be a lot of fun. And also, you're an awful person for making a guy get restrained.
Hi, Roy. I'm just calling to suggest something. I've done a few times. Basically, you call up like a big hotel, like Best Western, and you tell them you're with the either the fire department or something, and tell them there's something wrong with the fire system, and you have them pull the fire alarm, and it's really funny, you know, because you hear the fire alarm going off, and
kind of like the lunk alarm.
You had to evacuate the building, and it's funny because, you know, you're causing a bunch of chaos. Anyway, so it's just a suggestion.
I'm going to try that right now.
Get in trouble. Don't blame me.
No, what's really good is when you get them to set off the sprinklers. Screw the fire alarm. Make them set off the sprinklers. That's what PrankNet does, and it's hilarious. I hope you're kidding around, though, because I would never do fire alarm pranks. I'm sure you're kidding around. Everyone listening, never do fire alarm pranks. Don't get people to set off fire alarms. Go read phonelosers.org/rules for clarification.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
When do you make another PLA book, man?
Never.
I need a sequel. I carry that around like my Bible. Judgmentally quote people.
It took me 20 years to write that one. I'm not going to do another one. Maybe when I'm 80 or something.
Versus, you got to make another one. Make a sequel. PLA Part 2. All right. Love you.
Kisses. You too. Yeah, and I have to wait for the statute of limitations to expire on everything before I can write about it. So I can write about those fire alarm pranks I did. No, just kidding. I don't do bad things anymore. By the way, everyone, I changed the outgoing message on the PLA voicemail, and it now encourages people to leave messages that are under 30 seconds, or at least under a minute. So if we're lucky, it could be the end of really long voicemails soon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gerbel. My name is Daniel Johnson. I'm calling on behalf of the American Association for Hobo Rights.
Oh, crap.
It's come to our attention that you have been mimicking, making fun of, and insulting the hobos. We suggest you cease and desist all hobo actionary.
I'm just making fun of their houses. Because hobos have the stupidest, ugliest houses.
Measures, or we'll have to sue you. We have some great attorneys. There's Daniel Cactus, attorney at law.
Bunch of hobo attorneys.
You'll probably be receiving a letter from him within the next couple days. Please contact us back as soon as possible. Thank you, Cactus.
Well, I would, but your stupid hobo phone doesn't have a caller ID number on it. It just says caller unknown. We're going to get back to the telephone book calls. Me being the phone company, I think I am just going to finish off this show by doing a few more of those same calls and see if I get any other hilarious reactions. But before I get started on that, going with the theme of home telephones and these old people that get nonstop telemarketing calls, I'm going to play a couple of old telemarketing calls that I was able to record in the early 2000s, I guess it was, back when we had a home phone and we'd get occasional telemarketing calls. I set up a recording device on one of our computers to continuously record any phone calls that came in or went out, just so I could record telemarketers. So I was able to capture a few telemarketing calls, and here's one of them.
Hello.
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 Hi, Mr. Carter.
Yes.
This is Angela, taking over with Reese Brothers Club. I was hired to call on behalf of Children's Wish Foundation. Today's call is just a part of our Children's Wish mail donation drive. And what we're doing is sending out a 1998 pledge card so generous individuals like yourself can send out a $20 tax-deductible gift by mail.
I hate children. I hate them. I hate the little fuckers. I'd have them all killed if I could. The little brats, little bastards, I'd kill them all. You want me to give money to children? I hate children! They suck! Hello?
Okay, sir. Thanks for your time today.
Bye-bye!
And here's another one. You might want to cover your ears for this one.
Hello?
Hi, is Colleen Carter there, please?
This is Colleen.
Hi, this is Kim Landon. I'm calling from the Processing Center concerning your Visa and MasterCard account.
Uh-huh.
There's no problem. I'm calling to help lower your interest rates. Would that help you?
So yeah, when in doubt, just scream as loud as you possibly can at a telemarketer. I don't know why I played that one. Was that even funny? But that's one good reason to miss having a home phone, getting to be able to prank telemarketers. One guy that has a home phone and loves pranking telemarketers is Petty Pranks at youtube.com/pettypranks. He gets tons of incoming telemarketing pranks and scams and stuff, and he loves recording those and putting those up on his YouTube page. Let's continue with these phone book pranks. I'm just going to do a few more and then we're going to end the show because we're already close to an hour. I've been on the same page of the phone book this entire time. I just have half of it crossed out. Page 67.
Hello.
Hello, Phyllis?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from AT&T. I'm the AT&T operator.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know that you do not have any collect calls. You don't have any third-party calls. You basically don't have any phone calls right now. Nothing's coming in.
So?
Well, this is a new service we provide to all of our customers. We just call you occasionally throughout the day and just let you know that you don't have any phone calls right now.
Just yours.
Well, okay, smartass.
All the world loves a smartass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear that
joke. What phone company is this?
I don't hear that joke 500 times a day. Oh, I'm with AT&T, your local phone company.
Oh, yeah. I used to have AT&T.
Oh, you don't anymore?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's not nice of you. We still provide...
I know.
Yeah, we still provide the underlying network, though, so it's going to be us. We're going to call you every 2 or 3 hours and just let you know that you don't have any phone calls.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, no, we have to. It's our new service. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Well, that's all right. I don't need it.
But how are you going to know when you don't have phone calls?
Are you losing your mind?
No, that we do. I make thousands of these calls every day. We have a whole call center here. We call everyone in the city and tell them they don't have phone calls.
Oh, well, waste of time, waste of money.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a good...
Sure.
No, this is a good service. It's a very honorable thing we're doing.
I can't talk right now. I'm taking a nap. Goodbye. Well,
okay, bye. Have a nice, sweet dreams. Phyllis sure was feisty. Man, if you have a home phone, you can't even take a nap without dealing with telemarketers and weird people like me calling in.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
That's the really bad thing about having the home phone. It's not like you can just turn off your ringer, because usually if you have a home phone, you have several phones spread throughout the house. So you have to shut off the ringer on each one, then later you have to remember to turn them back on. They don't vibrate when the ringers are off. Man, having a home phone is just a pain in the ass.
Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from AT&T. This is the AT&T operator.
Yes?
And I'm calling to let you know that you don't have any collect calls or third-party billed calls and no regular calls either. There are no calls coming into your house right now.
Why are you calling me regarding this?
Oh, it's a new service we provide. We're just going to call you a couple times a day and just let you know that there's no calls coming in. We call everyone in the city and do this now.
That's weird.
No, it's not that weird. I mean, you need to know that your phone still works and everything, right?
Okay. Well, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Okay.
Who's on the phone?
Okay, you hey, have
hey,
a good day.
Hey, Raymond. Bye. Raymond, you be quiet. I'm talking to Janet.
Who am I speaking to?
Well, I was talking to Janet. This is Roy. I'm the AT&T operator.
Yeah?
And I'm just letting you know that there are no phone calls right now. You don't have any phone calls.
I don't have any phone calls. What's that mean?
That means you don't have any collect calls. There's no third-party billed calls. No person-to-person calls. There's just nothing. No calls are coming in currently.
And why is that?
Because nobody's calling you.
Well, I don't understand what the purpose of your call is.
Well, especially when your name doesn't come up the same that's on the caller ID.
Oh, hey, Janet.
So you have a real good day.
Janet,
bye.
You shut up. Me and Raymond are talking.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Fuck off.
Hey. See, that's not a problem you have on a cell phone. You don't have your nosy spouse picking up the extension phone, eavesdropping on your calls. That should be illegal. That's the number one cause for divorce. Spouses picking up extension phones and eavesdropping. Being nosy. Oh, you know how she said that, why does your name not match up with, who you say you are? And I just picked some random guy's telephone number out of this phone book and made his number my caller ID. Because I wanted them to pick up. You know, I didn't want to use AT&T's actual phone number, because if they see that, they're not going to pick up. They're just going to think it's a telemarketer. So whoever I used, he's probably getting some angry callbacks today.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Every time I hear that message, I just assume dead person. These old people aren't disconnecting their home phones, they're dying. That's what's happening to landlines. They're slowly dying out, literally. Rest in peace, Don Schiffer, who I just called and your number is disconnected.
Hello?
Hello, is Patrick there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Gary. I'm the AT&T operator.
May I ask what you're calling for?
Oh, just to let him know that there are no phone calls currently coming into the house. You don't have any calls right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just currently. Like, there's no collect calls. There's no third-party billing calls. Just nobody's calling you right now.
So why are you calling to tell us that?
Oh, it's a new service we provide. We're just going to be calling approximately 8 times a day, and we're just going to let you know that there's currently no calls coming in, unless you're on the phone, of course.
Okay.
You know, and
that seems like an odd thing to call to tell us no one's calling us.
Why is that odd? It's to help you know that your phone's working and everything's fine.
Okay.
And it encourages you to use your phone more often.
Okay.
Because, you know,
all right, thank you,
people, people don't use their phones enough these days. We need to get more people using their phones.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Because we're going to go out of business otherwise. Okay. She didn't even put Patrick on. That's because he's probably dead. I think I'm about done with these and done with the show. Oh, here's a guy named Roy. Gotta call a guy named Roy.
Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you. And bye.
And see, okay, did you hear that guy's voicemail? Or, excuse me, not voicemail, answering machine. I think that's one thing. I need to do an entire show where I do nothing but hack answering machines. Because I really think that's one thing that this phone book would be really good for. Because these are all home phones. They're all local phone company phones. I don't think any of these are cable lines. You know, like cable telephone service. Because they're just the same 4 or 5 prefixes in here. Yeah, I should do an entire show of hacking answering machines. Because most of these people that aren't answering, I'm not hearing voicemails, I'm hearing answering machines. I need to write that down. Future show idea. Hacking answering machines. Right after I do my elevator pranks show. Someday.
Good afternoon.
Hi, is Richard around?
Say it again.
Is Richard around?
Sure, who's calling?
Well, you don't sound like Richard. This is the AT&T operator.
Oh, all right. One moment, please.
Okay. Miss Secretary.
I said good afternoon. Then you said, is Richard around? I said, who's calling? And I said, one moment.
Oh, thanks for the recap,
AT&T
ma'am.
AT&T operator for you?
Thanks for the play-by-play.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know that you don't have any phone calls right now.
Say what?
Right now, nobody is calling you right now. There are no phone calls coming into your house, except for mine. But mine doesn't count because I'm with the phone company.
So why do I need to know that?
It's a new service we provide. We're just going to be calling you 8 or 9 times a day and letting you know that there are no calls coming in, unless there is a call.
What the hell are you talking about? That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's a new service we provide. We call everyone in the city now and just let them know.
You do not.
Yes, we do. What do you mean we do not?
That's insane. Why would you do that?
To let people know that their phones are working, to encourage more people to use their phones. And, you know, it's just a nice service. It's a nice thing we can do for landline users.
It's a stupid thing to do. Why are you doing it?
Oh, your face is a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, your face is a stupid thing.
Hey,
goodbye.
Hey. I'm going to disconnect his service. You can't talk to me like that. You don't talk to the phone company like that. Jeez. That guy does not know who he's dealing with. In fact, I'm going to take a moment here. We're just going to take a quick commercial break. With a telephone company commercial. Just to kind of let you guys know, you know, you don't mess with the phone company.
A gracious hello. Here at the phone company, we handle 84 billion calls a year, serving everyone from presidents and kings to the scum of the earth. So we realize that every so often, you can't get an operator. For no apparent reason, your phone goes out of order. Perhaps you've been charged for a call you didn't make. We don't care. Watch this. Just lost Peoria. You see, this phone system consists of a multi-billion-dollar matrix of space-age technology that is so sophisticated that even we can't handle it. But that's your problem, isn't it? So the next time you complain about your phone service, why don't you try using 2 Dixie cups with a string? We don't care. We don't have to. We're the phone company.
That commercial was brought to you by Lily Tomlin and the Saturday Night Live from the 80s or 70s or something. I should put a link to that in the show notes because that's an amazing commercial. Okay, let's just call one more and I'm going to be done with this. I'm so sick of doing a show right now. I'm going to call the next Schrader on the list. Never heard the name Schrader before except in Breaking Bad. You know, I bet you that is a very good use for phone books today. If you're a screenwriter or even an author of books or whatever, just look through the telephone book for, you know, interesting sounding names, first and last names, and that could be the names of the characters in your book. I bet you that's how they came up with the name Schrader in Breaking Bad. Phone books are good for something.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the phone company, from AT&T.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know that there's no collect call for you. You know, there's just no incoming calls happening right now on your line.
Okay.
So everything's good. Yeah, no calls right now.
Okay.
Yep, so everything's good. And I'll talk to you in about 2 hours. We'll call you again to let you know that there's no calls.
Okay.
Unless there
Did
is...
Did somebody report this line?
Oh, no, it's nothing wrong with the line. This is just a new service we provide. We just call...
Oh, okay.
We just call. Gotcha. We call you 8 or 9 times a day, and we're just going to let you know that there are no calls coming in.
Okay, sounds good.
So I'll talk to you in about 45 minutes.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Took her long enough to hang up. So she approves of this new service. That's nice. I think that's a good call to end on. It was a very positive call. She appreciated my call. In about 45 minutes, she's really going to be wondering why I'm not calling again. She'll probably go over and check her phone to make sure it's working. You know, because she doesn't have the phone company letting her know that the phone's okay. I should save her number and call her back again soon. Or, you know what I should do? I should call the same person about 10 times in one day and just continuously let them know that they don't have any phone calls. Maybe I'll do that soon. Just kind of an experiment to see if it works. But the show's over. It's time for me to get going and edit all this together. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you were entertained by old people who have landlines and answering machines and are kind of grouchy because of all the telemarketing calls that they receive. Remember to visit phonelosers.org for the show notes, because there's a ton of show notes today, including the Lily Tomlin Saturday Night Live telephone company commercial. I love how back then that's just how people felt about the phone company. Like, enough to make a Saturday Night Live skit out of it, and people actually laughed. Everyone felt that way about the phone company. They're just this all-powerful company that you don't fuck with. And that's a fun video to watch. It's much funnier if you're watching it instead of just listening. Don't forget, tomorrow there is a phone mob. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. Hopefully I'll be able to wake up for that. I have missed out on phone mobs in the past because I couldn't get up that early. But I'm going to try. I should be able to do it, I think. And then, of course, there's another phone mob on Saturday. And I will try to announce both of these on Facebook and Twitter so everyone can kind of get in on them. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will see you all bright and early tomorrow morning.
New York City. It's still a hell of a town. New York telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough.
Are you losing your mind?